Mapping Doctors is an NIHR-funded multidisciplinary research project at Lancaster University. A quick disclaimer, this study is funded by the NIHR, but the views expressed are those of the members of the team and are not necessarily those of the NIHR or the Department of Health and Social Care. Okay, hello and welcome to the Mapping Doctors podcast. My name is Ewan Lawson. I'm a GP and a senior clinical lecturer at Lancaster Medical School. Today, I'm joined by Liz Brewster. Liz, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello. I'm Liz Brewster. I am a senior lecturer in medical education, also at Lancaster Medical School, and I am the principal investigator for the Mapping Underdoctored Areas research project.
Okay, so you're the PI, the most important person, as that is short for, in the Mapping Doctors project. This is very much your baby in terms of running and putting up with all of us in the team and trying to herd us kittens. What I'd really like you to do is to tell us a little bit about the project. What's it involve?
Yeah, sure. So the full title of the project is Mapping Underdoctored Areas, the Impact of Medical Training Pathways on NHS Workforce Distribution and Health Inequalities. And so you can kind of see that there are a couple of strands to this. We're interested in medical training and doctors' careers, so what makes people end up working in the areas that they work in. We're interested in areas of the country that struggle to recruit and retain doctors. And we're interested in the relationship between those two things and health inequalities. So we know that there are areas of the country where health outcomes are worse for people. We've got higher morbidity and mortality. And we think there might be a bit of a link between the areas that struggle to recruit and retain doctors and the areas that have these poor health outcomes. So that's really what we were looking to investigate.
Would it be fair to say before the project, it was known that there does tend to be fewer doctors? They are underdoctored, these areas with the most health needs.
Yeah, I mean, there are various ways that you can kind of think about underdoctoring. There isn't really a technical definition, but there are lots of things that we know impact on healthcare outcomes. So things like long waiting lists, you can see those are very regional. Access to a GP, how long you've got to wait for a GP appointment, how easy it is to get a GP appointment varies across the country. And so you start to see these kind of patterns. And I guess one of the things that I guess you and I both know a little bit about, because we've lived and worked around the Lancaster area for a few years, is that this is one of the areas where it just seems really tricky to get staff to come and work.
Yeah, and particularly so that coastal deprivation obviously feeds into that as well. It's probably worth pointing out at this stage, though I'm a GP, the project's very much looking across primary and secondary care, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The other part of our dissemination team, Cliff Shelton, he is an anaesthetist as well. So we've got that secondary care perspective feeding in. And it's one of the things we've been really interested in because, you know, I work in the medical school. We have our medical students who go out into the local hospitals. I'm very closely involved in that in my role in the medical school. And what that means is I kind of see how direct clinical contact time that people need to have with patients and waiting lists and so forth, how that impacts on the potential for them to be able to get involved in education for our students. And I started to really think about that because, you know, if you have a good experience as a medical student working in a clinical placement, you might think to yourself, gosh, I'll come back here when I'm older, when I'm further on in my training, it's a nice place to work. If you have a really poor experience and you think this is a busy hospital, there's no resource here, there's lots of patients, it's really stressful, you aren't going to come back. And so it becomes a bit of a self-perpetuating problem in that respect.
Yeah. Now, the aim of this podcast series is we're getting towards the end of the project and there's been lots of research going on, lots of findings, lots of interesting insights, we think, into what's going on with underdoctoring in these areas. And we really want to set the scene with today's episode to get a feel for what's involved in the project. And the emphasis here perhaps on multidisciplinary, and actually this is quite an unusual project and it has got some different people involved than you wouldn't necessarily see in all research projects. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about the different work streams, work packages and people involved.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you said it was like herding cats, but it turns out I really enjoy herding cats. And it's been an absolute delight to work with people who've got such different perspectives on this issue of, you know, what does it mean to get doctors to come and work in a particular area? So we've got Michael, who is our historian. He looks at policy and practice in terms of the history. So what can we learn from looking back across time? What's changed? What's different? that's been really insightful. And I know that colleagues have found his perspective to be really useful in terms of understanding a bit more about not just what's happening now, but how it fits into what's happened before. We have a fantastic team of people doing statistical analyses and geospatial modelling. So what that really means is that we've got some really quite good data sets about doctors, about their careers, about where they live and work and move across the country. And they are looking at those and trying to think about, well, are there patterns? Can we see that doctors who originally come from more socioeconomically deprived areas, is that where they end up working? Are there links there? What can we kind of learn from that? I have a great team of people who are working on the qualitative data. So one of the big strands of this project has been that we've gone out and we've interviewed a lot of doctors working across our case study sites, which maybe we'll say more about in a moment. And they have been giving us basically their career narratives, their stories of how they ended up working in these areas that struggle to recruit and retain. And they've been absolutely fascinating stories, you know, connecting the personal and the professional to really think about, well, what does it mean to be a doctor working in the UK today? And then we're trying to bring all of that together. We've got a fantastic patient and public involvement group. We're getting their perspective on things. I mentioned yourself and Cliff as well, who do a lot of work in terms of our dissemination and engagement, and trying to think about how we share these things to make sure that they can have a positive impact on the communities that we work with.
Yeah, remarkable team, and been really interesting, diverse viewpoints as well when it's come to team meetings. Perhaps we're based in the Northwest in Lancashire at Lancaster University. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit more about where else in the country you've been looking at.
Yeah, sure. No problem. So we have four areas of the country that we're working with at the moment. We picked three of these case study sites because we know that they have issues with recruitment, retention, all kinds of things in terms of making sure they have enough staff. So the Northwest, we're really interested in thinking about kind of North Lancashire and South Cumbria in particular as areas that could recruit and retain. We're also working right across the north of England. So I'm not sure how familiar people are with the geography of kind of NHS regions, but right across the top of the north of England is the northern region. So from Whitehaven on the west coast, right over to kind of Newcastle on the east coast, you have one region of the NHS that is just called Northern. Takes into account North Cumbria, but right across into Newcastle, Sunderland, Gateshead, Durham, those kind of places. So that's one of our other regions. Third region, which is underdoctored, is Lincolnshire. So over on the east coast, I mean, maybe you can already start to see some similarities between these areas. They've got areas of high deprivation, they've got coastal communities, they've got remote and rural areas as well. So they've got some things in common. And the other thing they have in common is that they all struggle to recruit and retain staff. Now, we also put in another site into our case studies, which is an area that is oversubscribed. So more people want to work there than there are technically jobs for them to work in. And that is North London. Again, there are areas of North London that have significant deprivation and challenges in terms of health outcomes. But we're really interested in thinking about, is there anything different about that area in terms of its staffing, in terms of who works there?
Yeah, brilliant. So a fantastic summary and lots going on. And we hope to speak to all these people from these different areas in forthcoming episodes to learn a little bit more about them. So I think we're just about to wrap up. But before we go, I'm going to ask you one curveball question, Liz, which is, we're getting towards this stage in the project. What would you say has surprised you most at this stage of having been through this, working on mapping doctors over this last period of time, last couple of years from initial bid? What's been the thing that surprised you most of anything about what you've found or how you found it?
What surprised me most? I think probably how much of this is kind of sort of known in anecdote. And I keep going out and talking to different groups of people. So, you know, chief people officers for NHS organisations, I've been to speak to surgeons and rheumatologists and all kinds of different clinical groups. And they say, yeah, I recognise this. And it's kind of the known unknown stuff, in a way, that people are always aware of in the background, but no one's really surfaced it and started to kind of look at it in a lot of detail. And when you hold it up to the light, it's got a lot of familiarity for people that are working in the NHS at the moment. So it's a bit about thinking, well, how do we then take that forward and solve it and, you know, make a positive contribution if it's something that we kind of already know a little bit about and people are kind of like, oh, yeah, that sounds like my experience. But we obviously aren't making, you know, we're not addressing this in the right way to make sure that we are, I guess, engaging with policy and practice in a way that actually makes it different.
Yeah. You know, I think that's an excellent summary. And that surfacing, I think, is really important. And just one example before we leave is that the, which we will talk about, is that we talk about under-doctored areas, but as we have talked about as a team, there isn't actually an accepted definition of what under-doctoring even means. And that's that kind of, you know, that's everybody agrees, perhaps, or they knows what they feel they know what it looks like, but in fact, it'd be tremendously useful if there could be more, if that could be surfaced in a much more explicit way, if we're going to find solutions for the future.
Very much so.
Liz, that's absolutely wonderful. We look forward to talking to you again in the very near future.
Excellent. Thank you.